Aging and Disease Prevention Radio is right here on Radio MD. Here's author, blogger, lecturer, and national medical media personality, Dr. Michael Smith, MD, with Healthy Talk.
So does cheating on your diet, maybe, can it help you? We've always been taught, no, don't cheat. That's why diets fail, all that kind of stuff. Well, my guest, Chaz Weaver, actually is going to help us to understand why cheating might actually be beneficial when you're on a diet. He is a dieting counselor and fitness coach, and I'm going to mention something right there. A lot of people out there call themselves a dieting counselor, fitness coach, life coach, what have you, but Chaz actually has the degrees to back it up. He has a master's degree from UCLA and Syracuse universities, and he's a PhD candidate in psychology, pursuing his interest in the mental health aspects of weight loss. So he has the schooling and education to back up the title of fitness coach and dieting counselor. Chaz, welcome to Healthy Talk.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to be here, Dr. Mike. How are you doing?
I'm doing really good, and you sound really excited. I love that in a guest. So let's get right to this. First of all, we've been told, and you know this is true, right, that cheating on your diet is bad, right? Is that necessarily true?
I can tell you the simple answer is no. I loved what you said about me coming on air, and I think I should add to that for your audience so they understand. Even though we're on the radio, I've been doing this for almost 40 years. I'm 60 years old. And for your audience, for a view, if they were to go to chazlive.com, they would see a photo of me. So not only from the education or the academic background, I've been doing this for a lifetime.
And that's important, Chaz, right? Because people, there's a lot, let's be honest, right? There's a lot of so-called experts out there now, right? And it's easy to develop a website, call yourself whatever you want. So I think I always like to bring people on that have the education, the experience, and you definitely do. So let's get back to this cheating thing. I mean, you know, so you say it might be okay. And so in what context is it okay maybe to cheat on my diet?
Well, what happens when I go through this on my own? As we know, the human body is incredibly efficient. So as we go on, let's say, a calorie-restrictive diet to lose weight or body fat, when we're talking about it, the body's going to get used to everything you do, not only from a physical standpoint, but all of a sudden, you're going to have these natural cravings that we have. I mean, think about it. Our bodies were not made for this environment. We changed our environment as a human species in the blink of an eye. But all those mechanisms for survival that worked with us thousands of years ago are still with us today, but working against us. So as we work on, let's say, losing body fat and restricting our calories, and I should preface also with a good exercise or activity program, as we go, a cheat meal, and when I say cheat meal, I'm talking about increasing your calories. You don't necessarily have to eat junk food. And what I talk about to people, as you increase your calories at that point, you're going to have some satisfaction in the body, relieve it. And as if you're doing it correctly, you could have some incredible benefits of increasing your metabolism for a certain period of time as well. So that's what I'm talking about when I talk about cheat meals.
But you know what most people, let's be honest, right? When they think of cheating, right, they're thinking of going back to that pizza with extra cheese and extra sausage and, you know, three or four heavy beers, you know, whatever. That's kind of the concept of cheating. So let's go ahead. Let's go back to that. Let's make sure my listeners understand how you are defining cheating and what you mean by that cheating meal.
Correct. When I say a cheat meal, I am not talking about binging, number one. And we could use a cheat meal. I've heard it called a reward meal. I've heard it called a free meal. Just growing up in the old days, we came up with cheat meal, and it just stuck with me. But it really is something to reward yourself, if you will, let's say throughout the week. And so that's what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about going crazy, and I'm not talking about, and you mentioned a pizza. All right, well, let's say a pizza, for example. You know, if that's what you want to have one or two slices. Don't have the entire pie. Don't go crazy. It's the cheat meal is not an excuse to go nuts and just eat everything you want.
Yeah. So why do we? I think you kind of hit on this a little bit in your opening remarks, Chaz. But I mean, why do we cheat on our diets? I mean, are we really just? Is it because the diets are just too restrictive? Does it go back to just the things we crave, flavor, textures? I mean, what do you think are the big reasons people cheat?
Well, again, if we look at the human evolutionary process, taste, that is an evolutionary mechanism for survival. We crave fats. And the reason is, thousands of years ago, it was beneficial if fat was available to eat it because we got a lot of bang for our buck for survival. You didn't have to eat a large volume of fat to get the calories we needed for survival, as opposed to, let's say, vegetables at that time. You would have to eat a tremendous amount. So fat we crave, along with sugars, because while they were available, we can eat them as much as we want. And again, remember, we're talking thousands of years ago. This is for survival. Now, fast forward to today, as I said, we changed our environment, but those same biological instincts are still within the human body. So we still do crave fats. However, thousands of years ago, we would have to get up and go out and hunt, forage, or scavenge for food to find it. Today, heck, you just open up your refrigerator and pull out anything you want. So unless we understand how to truly live in this environment we created, and when I say live, I'm not talking about just existing. I'm actually talking about living. We have to understand how the human body works when we're talking about food and eating. So these are reasons we crave it.
Yeah, and so I think, again, because I've talked about this before, Chaz, on my show, that I think if there are certain flavors that you enjoy, certain textures that you enjoy, you can't eliminate those. I mean, you're just setting yourself up for failure, right? I mean, if there's certain textures you really enjoy, you got to figure out how to fit that in to your diet plan in a controlled way, and then you might stick with your diet more, right?
Correct. You are absolutely right, Dr. Mike, on that. You know, and that's why I tell people a cheat meal. So if in the beginning stages you're moving towards a healthy state, somebody who needs to lose quite a bit of body fat, you don't want to take them from, you know, just a cold cut, turn everything off, because you're setting yourself up for failure. But let's say throughout the week, now you're watching what you're eating, you're got a good activity program or exercise program going on, and let's say towards the end of the week, you're going to reward yourself and we'll utilize one cheat meal. Now, again, you don't have to remain on this type of diet for the rest of your life. It's to get to that healthy state. So with that cheat meal, you look at it that, okay, I'm going to work to get up to, let's say, Saturday night. Saturday night, you're going to go out, have a good time, and for that one meal, you're not going to worry about it. So you're going to get those textures, you're going to get those flavors that you enjoy for the satisfaction, so you're working up to it, rather than just opening that refrigerator and gaining it anytime you want.
Right, right, right. And as people experience more success, you know, in their diet, maybe they could add another meal or two, a cheat meal or two, as long as that cheat meal is not the whole pizza. Right. I mean, maybe there is a certain amount of reward that you can do as you have some success. That would be okay, right?
Oh, exactly. And this is where I really utilize my age and fitness level at this point when I talk to people. For me today, where I'm at, and I'm an active individual because I love doing that.
I'll tell you what, Chaz, let's do this. Hold that thought, because I want to hear more about your personal experience, and then we'll get into kind of the do's and don'ts of that cheat meal, okay? And so just hold on to that thought. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stick around.